Welcome to Sri and Kira Live, the voice of passionate action, bringing fresh perspectives and timeless wisdom for today's shifting paradigm. Now, it is your moment to open your mind, relax into your body and spirit as we explore the greater meaning of your now experience. Bringing wisdom, laughter, and clarity, here are Sri and Kira.
Namaste, beloved one. Welcome to the voice of passionate action. I am Kira Ra.
And I am Sri Ramka, and we are delighted to be with you.
Because we are commanding the light. Today is the day. Can you feel it? You got it? You feel it? We're already amplifying, coming together. It is Sunday. It is live. It is you. It is us. It is the divine. And we are hitting it fast, because to command the light means there is no doubt.
No doubt, indeed. And we're going to be exploring just how to manifest, how to command, how to move forward in a good way in your life experience. And before we get into that, I just want to say, take a deep breath. You made it. You're here. Only good can come of this conversation.
Yeah.
That's the sacred intention for today. Only good can come forward now. And as we explore soul-based living, as we explore your mini soul readings, and as we discuss commanding the light and knowing how to live consciously, each of us is a blessing that expands into our world. So welcome to the party.
Yeah, welcome to the party. And if you're catching us live, hey, the lines are already full. But remember, as soon as we start talking to people, that would be your moment to jump in and get into the queue. So remember, make a note of this number, 888-627-6008. Again, that's 888-627-6008. And as soon as we start saying hello to some of our beautiful, amazing listeners, you can call in and get in the queue. And remember, while you're in the queue, you get to listen to the show. So that's always a bono too. So Sri, I want to really talk a little bit more about March, because here we are, you know, it's amazing. It's already March 5th. Are a lot of you already going like, how did that happen? I know I am. And this month, we've talked a lot about the intensity of the energy, right? This is one of those months where the energy is so big, the energy is so vast, that it is a gift. And because all energy is neutral, now remember, we've talked about this, and if you're not real sure what we're talking about, make sure you've done two things. You've gone to YouTube, to Official Sri and Kira, and you've gone ahead and listened and watched our March video, and you have not done that yet, go do it today. And you listened to last week's show. Very, very important. And so it's a very powerful gift for you, my angels, to recognize that all energy is neutral. Energy becomes more than neutral when we apply our, let's just say our belief systems to it. How's that, Sri? Is that a good way to start with that?
Well, absolutely. Because, you know, just imagine every one of us is in the center of our own experience. Every one of us in the center of our own experience. And we project out into the world through the lens of our beliefs. So even when you have a perception, even though you say hot and cold, it's still going through your belief filter. Those are your rose-colored glasses. And so your beliefs actually interfere with your capacity to see things clearly. Now, that's the quote-unquote bad news. The good news is your beliefs also help you get rid of junk mail, because it's the uninteresting information out there that your belief filters just filter them out, and they keep you on the straight and narrow, so to speak. So like everything, there's a price and a prize. Having strong life-supporting beliefs actually is a filter for negative energy. It helps keep the negative from entering. Yet, it is putting you in a little bit of an artificial bubble. So where do you begin? There's nothing wrong with beginning with some positive beliefs. Nothing wrong at all. However, ultimately, we move to the neutral zone.
That's the key right there. I just want to, it's just like a, hold the phone. That's it. That's it right there. And that's why in March, you know, a lot of people have been sharing with us, you know, Sri and Kira, you were talking about how February was about stay in February, right? Just kind of stay in the cocoon of February. Well, you can see by what's been happening on our planet already in the first, oh my goodness, only 5 days of March, why it was important to stay in February. Because let's face it, guys, March has just taken off and we've already had a month and 5 days geopolitically, the way that the energies are positioning, lots of people having lots and lots of issues going on right now. So remember, March is a month where you can either freak out and be in fear and anxiety, and there will be plenty of it. And again, this is that energy that comes in through those filters of fear and anxiety. Or it's a month where you absolutely positively will begin the manifestation in glorious divine presence of everything you focused on in February. So I want to make sure that you're not confused. We've had lots of emails. I mean, oh my goodness gracious, guys. Remember, you can write us at guest@treeandcareradio.com. And I just want to share with you that Briella's been sending them to us as quickly as they're coming in. We have got a lot of emails sitting over there. And a lot of people asking the same thing. If I'm in the neutral zone, and you know, we're inviting you to come into our neutral bubble and to join us there.
Take a breath, you know, and relax.
Exactly. Does that mean that nothing happens till April? Absolutely not. And that's why today's show is so important, because what it means is that you have this ability to create from this clear neutral space without any of those belief systems interfering with it, without any of the hangover energy, or let's face it, guys, the planetary thought body, right? Because the planetary thought body is hitting a new level of chaos and imbalance. And that's why this week, especially in March, is about balance.
Absolutely. It's about balance and moving into that neutrality. And, you know, one of the thoughts that's just sort of blinking in my mind's consciousness is that one of our delights here at Sri and Kira Live is that we get to interact with you and we get to facilitate or help facilitate a healthier solution or a resolution or encouragement. You know, each and every one of us has our challenges, and we like to move forward. Now, as a former psychotherapist, I was very keen some years ago on reading self-help books and thinking that I was actually some form of self-help expert at the time. And what I began to realize, the more I grew and the more I evolved in my own path, there's a difference between self-help and soul help.
Now, take that in, guys, right? Self-help versus soul help, or I like to call it soul awakening.
Absolutely. Because what we're about is the natural healing that comes through your self-ascension. As we support you, as we support each other to live in conscious, awakened presence, to cultivate the trust of our own evolutionary journeys, then your vibrational level automatically starts resolving some of the emotional Velcro, which is the subject of many self-help books. You know, self-help is really good for teaching the ego how to command greater peace within the world of the ego. And this is the reason I bring this up is the ego is the champion of belief systems. So the ego is wallpapered with beliefs. And that's its lens.
What a visual. You know, I really got this visual of like this room, you know, this cluttered room with all these little magazine cutouts and all these little newspaper
it's
articles.
Wallpapered
and,
with
oh
beliefs.
Oh my gosh, see it,
beliefs
see it,
and
see
strategies.
It.
And the reason I want to just chat with this, with you all about this a little bit is because today we're talking about commanding the light. And commanding the light has a lot to do with calling in abundance in your life. Well, everyone's ears will perk up for that because we love abundance. Is that not our nature? Yet to the ego, abundance means more of something special, does it not?
Or it means more of something specific versus being open to the abundance that is yours, that is so far beyond what the mind could conceive that we actually limit ourselves when we start trying to have an idea of what we think abundance is.
Absolutely. And because we live in a energy is spiritually neutral, and because we are indeed magnificent beings living through through the human experience, you're already commanding the light. You're already manifesting. So if you have an abundance of pain, hey, congratulations.
You're commanding the light.
And if you have an abundance of creative ideas, that's another way. You can have an abundance of peace, an abundance of worry, an abundance of money, an abundance of poverty. Guess what? When we live in a world of polarity, you can keep flip-flopping between the poles. Hey, it's the best of times. Oh, no, it's the worst of times.
That's the anxiety versus the creation.
Absolutely. And so as you smile at this, as you look at your lives and say, oh, my goodness, I've been doing it perfectly. I've been manifesting and flip-flopping and having pain and pleasure and all the good stuff that comes with human birth. At some point, we begin to breathe and chuckle at all of this, and I hope you can join me there. And when we begin to bring that smile on our face and love ourselves without judgment, even though we've had some hiccups, even though we've had some speed bumps, when you can love yourself through the discomforts of life, you are ready to take the quantum leap.
Now, I got to jump in here, Sri, because there's people going, yeah. What does that have to do with commanding the light? Well, guys, it has everything to do with commanding the light, because when you can go from this kind of routine commanding of the light that, quite frankly, you're not even conscious you're doing, and learn how to consciously harness all of that energy, then you become the master creator. You are already the master creator, and that's what Sri's sharing with you. Look at our planetary thought body. My goodness gracious, the planetary thought body has arrived at where it's at because of what? Because we have an incredible planet of master creators who are very wrapped up in creating chaos, fear, polarity. My goodness gracious, we're on the brink of war. And the key is all of that can be balanced when you stop fearing and you start creating.
Now, to create, truly to create, this must come from your wholeness, not your fracture.
And I want to share with you guys in the second half of the show, we're going to be giving you a step-by-step process, and you will be blown away at how easy this works.
And so for right now, let's just take a moment and recognize, okay, I'm beginning to get a picture here.
Yeah, I hope so.
That I can either have my reactive presence commanding the light to flip-flop me, you know, feast and famine through life, or I can move into the neutral zone and start commanding the light from a place of wholeness. And that takes a little discipline and practice. Why? Because the ego is a great habit. Your personality self, your ego that is wallpapered with belief systems and believes in fear and believes in mortality and believes in lack, all of those things, your ego does not go quietly into its surrender.
No, as a matter of fact, I have to admit, one of my favorite all-time descriptions of the ego was actually given to us by Archangel Zadkiel. It's in our amazing book, Sacred Union, The Journey Home, which if you have not read yet, why not? And what Archangel Zadkiel says is, the ego is a sly pirate, and it will do anything and everything to self-preserve, and it really doesn't care about you. It only cares about itself.
Now, one of the things, as we continue here for a moment, and then we're going to get to our phone lines.
Oh, yeah.
One of the things I just want to underscore, because this is really important, because the ego is needed. Because, you know, we need the ego because we've taken an individuated birth. We need to take care of our bodies. We need to know how to be safe. We need to know how to deal with density.
It takes
an ego to be able to learn and discern. It doesn't have to govern everything, and that's the difference. A strong ego, an over-amplified sense of self-worth, actually will inhibit your spiritual evolution. However, you do have to have done enough personal healing work that you can feel safe in the world. So I'm not going to go down that road any further except to say that it's important to recognize that each and every one of us is on our own journey. and that each of us must proceed using whatever tools we have in front of us and learn how to relax into our own self-trust. Sometimes we mistakenly trust our ego, thinking it's a higher voice, and this is the last discernment I want to share at this moment. Because the ego is a sly pirate, it will grab on to your spiritual beliefs and use them to infiltrate or manipulate your sense of what is real or who to trust and what to believe. Meaning, it takes its fear-based motivation and starts throwing some spiritual language upon it. And the next thing you know,
you have a spiritualized ego.
You have a spiritualized ego, and you're dealing with other spiritualized ego experts.
Exactly. And they're all commanding the light. So again, March, we want to really kind of put a little ribbon on this right now, because we really want to talk to our amazing callers and our beloved family that gathers here every Sunday. But remember, beloved ones, March energy is big, 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 but it's about coming into the neutral zone. If you find yourself in a reactive state in March, you're going to keep getting more of March. So how do you get out of that? Come into the neutral zone. Now, first gift we want to offer you today, the container practice. And for those of you that have been with us more than once, you've heard us talk about this before. This is an amazing, amazing energy practice. It's very easy to do. The entire practice with pictures, so that it's easy to understand, is at our website. It's free. And it was gifted to us by Archangel Zadkiel 14 years ago, and his only request was that we would give it free to the world, and we have been doing so for 14 years, and we have just heard person after person after person talk about what it's done for them. So you want to be able to go through to selfascension.com. Again, it's just selfascension.com. Click on the free lessons and click on container practice, because in March, the more that you can keep resetting your energy field to neutral, the easier it will be to manifest your dreams. Remember, March energy is big. Everything's manifesting. And we're going to talk a lot more about what's coming up next week. Here we are, March 5th to 11th right now. And whether you're catching this show live or in the archives is irrelevant, because everything we're saying still matters. But between March 12th, which is when we hit the 100% apex of the full moon, until March 22nd, which is when we are at the 33% Shiva crescent moon, there is going to be, let's just call it an energetic adjustment. It's like a chiropractic treatment for the energy that's happening. So what happens? You only go to see a chiropractor if something feels out of whack, if you're not quite comfortable with it. So you can be harnessing all of this energy right now for the positive manifestation of your focals, of everything you were bringing together in February, everything that you want to vision. This is the time, because remember, angels, starting March 25th, we hit the beginning, very, very, very early pre-retrograde phase of this April 9 retrograde, which is actually going to be incredible. And we're going to talk a lot more about that at the end of the month. For now, we want you to just hear that you have the power to command this light. You have the power to be co-creating. It's like, you know, it's like sitting at a potter's wheel right now, right? Imagine that you're sitting down at this universal potter's wheel and you have this big glob of beautiful crystalline energy on the wheel. Put your hands out. What are you creating? Close your eyes. See it. Form it, shape it, because you are that powerful. And in the second half of the show, we're going to be talking about more about how you can really bring that to form. And, you know, Sharice, talking about bringing to form, I think we need to say hi to some of these amazing people.
Well, absolutely. So what we're going to do is head to line 5, and we're going to welcome Marina from the City of Angels.
Namaste, Marina. Welcome to the show.
Oh, thank you very much. I'm very excited. This is my first time.
Welcome.
Hello, do you hear me?
Yes, we hear
thank you. I was hoping for a mini soul reading. I've heard you guys doing amazing stuff and clearing for people what's going on. I have challenges with my mother energy, and it affects me in a very negative way in materialistic reality, in relationship. I'm trying to disconnect myself with her, and I've tried different kinds of methods all over the years, as I was practicing energy work for many years, and somehow using different energy practitioners, it's I cannot sustain that clarity out of her negativity. And it's kind of, I don't want to admit, but it's really overpowered my positive, all my positive outcomes in life. So I was wondering if on a soul level you can tell me what's going on.
Well, Marina, first and foremost, please feel my heart. I am just wrapped around you. I also am here with my hands in prayer position, and I offer you a bow and a namaste before your incredible energetic power and beauty. You are a profound healer. Oh my goodness gracious. And your soul energy is so big that my eyes are having a hard time remaining open because of the brightness. Now, here is everything that I heard, and you have such a beautiful collection of archangels and ascended masters and cosmic beings and ancestors and all these beautiful beings around you, and they all keep saying the same thing, and they're telling you, it's so cute. Archangel Michael is taking your ears right now, and he's pulling them really wide, and he's whispering, listen, receive, listen, receive. And here is the message they want you to hear. Bow before the divine grace of your mother's mission. Let go, let go, let go. There is nothing in this planetary experience that will shift this relationship except your 100% divine gratitude and forgiveness, forgiveness of yourself for resisting her mission, forgiveness of her overlaid wisdom body, meaning her densified field, because her mission is to wake you up. And to recognize that every single engagement with her is the universe saying to you, are you ready to accept your power? Are you ready to accept your beauty? And they say the minute, and literally they're all snapping their fingers. And they're saying the moment you can release the doubt of the truth of your own divine magnificence is the moment you are free, and she no longer has a grip on you because her mission is complete. And that the more you resist, the more it's persisting, because she's actually doing this for you. You are, whenever we come to the planet with this much profound ascended energy, we always call these types of families around us. And so I know that might seem really challenging, my angel, but if you need to, they're showing me you. Go sit in your bedroom and cry if you need to. And just forgive yourself for the resistance, forgive her for the way that she has had to manifest it, and then find the deepest love you can in your heart for her surrendering what would have been for her a very happy life in order for her to serve you. And when you see this, it will shift the imbalance. And that is the gift they are asking you and inviting you to co-create with. And in the March energy, if you can really come into the neutrality and stay with the show and use all the processes of commanding the light, there is great freedom for you. And it's literally right in front of you and can happen very, very quickly. And so I'm honored that you got through first today, that you're here, that you're ready, that you're open. You are really ready to go to the next level, and it's within you to do this, Marina, and I'm grateful you called. Many blessings, my love.
Thank you very much. Thank you. Namaste.
Namaste. Many blessings.
You know,
losing my breath.
Let's take a moment and breathe, all of us, and help bring us back into the spaciousness. Each and every one of us takes birth because there is something, a peace that we're seeking. We don't take birth because it was an accident.
That is so true.
You know, it wasn't like, oops, I got off the train at the wrong station. You know, there is a deliberateness in our experience and our existence. Now, when we chose our birth, we did not choose every detail for how we would receive the lessons and the experiences that we chose, but we did have some broad stroke understandings. And so, beloved ones, there comes a time when we just have to simply forgive and release and move into the place of gratitude for everything that has come before.
Well, and I just want to really underscore that I really enjoy that on a day that we're talking about commanding the light, that Marina is all about commanding the light.
Absolutely.
And as are all of us, my angels. I would suspect that a lot of you listening have had some serious issues with your families during your awakening process. Now, I know there's plenty of you that have been like, no, I've had a great family. Awesome. I love that. However, there's a lot of us that chose to be born into families whose role it was to assist us to become who we are now. And this is part of learning how to command the light is, and this is, again, it's so perfect too with the March energy. And this is why Sri and I just keep imploring you, come into the neutral bubble with us. Just float through this month and create miracles. This is honestly a month of miracles. And it's also a month that is very easy to get preoccupied with the lack of miracles, right? And so that's what happens when you have this much and it's really like a random, chaotic, intense energy. It's how it meets you. What is your energy field carrying, and how are you meeting this intense energy? If you're carrying fear, if you're carrying doubt, and you meet this energy, it's going to manifest into some pretty funky stuff, guys.
And the funky stuff will inform you.
It will. It's your teacher.
It all works out. But some rides are bumpier than others.
They are. There are. And here's the good news. If it's manifesting in the stuff and you're just like, you know what? Time out. I've already had enough of March. Then congratulations. You're ready to step into the neutral zone and create. You've already created. Now command what you're creating.
All right, we're going to command some more conversations.
Let's do it.
We're heading to line 4, and we're going to welcome Corey from California.
Namaste, beautiful Corey.
Namaste, beloved ones. Nice to connect with you today.
Thank you.
I am calling because I would love a mini soul reading, and I've had a lot of changes in the last couple of years around financial partnerships, and those seem to have dissolved and kind of left me in a place of like, okay, what do I do? And now I feel like it's coming into a point where I'm going to be more able to command, as you guys are using that word, command it under, I don't know if I want to use the word authority, but just bring it into where it's more creating for me rather than these others that would be around me that would be manipulating and just not on the same frequency, I guess, in it. And so I'm feeling like, I'd love to hear what you have to say around that.
Well, bring your hand to your heart, and thank you for asking, my angel. The entire time, so cute, the entire time you were chatting, Archangel Metatron kept handing you a diploma. And you kept going, what is this for? What is this for? What is this for? And Metatron is saying, because you have graduated, because you have claimed the truth of who you are. And what he's saying is that these partnerships were never meant to last. They were meant to educate. And that what is most important for you to do is to trust that you have everything you need within yourself, that these partnerships were going to continue until you realize that you had what you needed. He's also saying, though, it's like he's sitting you in a chair. It's so cute. He's sitting you in a chair, and he's actually like tying your hands to the chair rails. And you're like, what are you doing this for? And he's like looking at you straight in the eye, and he's saying, because you must stay focused. You must stay committed. He's saying, pick one or two things that you know, that you feel good about, and do not take your eyes away. And he's saying, it's about committing every day. It's about staying focused. It's about walking forward. And it's about not denying the vast amount of resources that you have around you. He says, you have more resources than you've given yourself credit for, but you haven't allowed yourself to take advantage of them. And that is the biggest lesson that you have learned. I want to share that with all of you, with you, because he keeps saying that you've got the degree. So Corey, especially in this month of huge energy, it's a great month to get clear on your dream. What are you trying to manifest? Put all of your energy, all of your attention into it. Really bring it into form. Keep going and resetting back into neutral. Because remember, April is engage. And so you had February focus, March energy, an April engagement. Give yourself the gift of trusting what you know is right and let it finally blossom. That's the message they want you to hear, and I'm really glad you got through today.
Thank you so much. I love you guys so much and appreciate everything you're doing. It's amazing. Thank you so, so much.
We love you too, sweetheart. You're amazing. Many blessings. Namaste.
Ah, beautiful indeed. It is so delightful to feel, sense, and get to know the greater community, our spiritual family.
Our amazing listeners.
Each and every one of you are out there doing your work.
Yeah, you are. And you know, don't you love, Sri, that all of our callers today, everything, every week, every caller, it's always so perfectly relevant. I mean, you just can't plan this stuff, you know? You just can't plan it.
Absolutely not. Now, hey, we're going to head up to British Columbia.
Let's do it. Let's go to line three.
Line three, say hi to Vera.
Namaste, Vera. Welcome, Angel.
Hello. I can't believe I got through. Oh, my God. So I guess my question is worth asking. It's kind of embarrassing. I wanted a mini soul reading regarding my hair. It's something I've struggled with for years, but now I feel there's some kind of underlining, like a deeper, something it's connected to within me spiritually, emotionally, that I have to heal. It's the fact that it still bothers me. So I wanted your insights, you know, some information, what I can do, what is there something that I can heal, is there something I'm missing, I'm not hearing, you know, to heal my hair.
Well, it is not embarrassing at all. And my heart, I love you so much, Angel. I am so glad you called, and I love that you got through, because part of how we can command the light is you have the power to command the way that the light is working with your physical form. Now, having said that, as you were speaking, the first person that stepped forward was Saint Germain, and I am not kidding. He shaved your head, put a big purple scarf on it, and said, look at how gorgeous this is. And he said, your crown energy is so huge that you need to have a unified stream of energy between your body and your soul. And he said, if you really want all of your hair, and he, by the way, he loves you without hair and in these big purple scarves. He said, if you really want all of your hair, then learn to command the cosmic crystalline gel of divine healing through your fingers. And in the second half of the show, we're going to teach a little bit about this and call it in. And what I'm doing is, I don't know, Sri, I have just the tips of my fingers and I'm starting at the hairline and I'm just kind of going through and I'm just offering this energy in and I'm sending it to you right now. But I want you to hear one thing. Saint Germain says you are so beautiful and you have so much wisdom that it's just your crown trying to be more active. And once you accept this gift, things will unify. And I'm so glad you got through, Angel.
Thank you so much. I'm so grateful for both of you. Thank you.
And we're grateful for you, my love. Many blessings.
Oh, beautiful indeed. Well, you know, beloved listeners, it's that time. We're going to take a little station break for some messages.
And some water.
And freshen up the cup of tea. We'll be right back with you after these messages.
Welcome to the Self Ascension Classroom, affordable and beautiful home study for your mystical journey. Imagine the gift of studying everything that you've ever wanted at home and on your time. Yes, it is possible, and there is so much to choose from as you dive into your home study experience. Remember that with every moment you spend studying this gift, you ignite your divinity. Imagine the mysteries of the Toheel and the crystalline clarity and radiant abundance of Avesa, a mastery balancing technique and certification process. And then cosmic life regression. Travel the universe and remember. Allow yourself the gift of navigating the inner matrix. This beautiful Ascended Mastery program of the Violet Flame will take you to places you may not have dared to dream to go, and then you will rediscover the true gift of your divine nature. Yes, the time is now to study the ancient mysteries, and it's so easy to begin. Discover the Self-Ascension Classroom only at SriandKira.com. That's SriandKira.com. Namaste.
Namaste. Kira Ra here, and I want to invite you to discover the Sedona Journal of Emergence. You might already know that they are the number one magazine of channeled and spiritually inspired guidance. As you experience the challenges involved in the global transformation of body, mind, and spirit, you might ask yourself, what guidance can I trust? The Sedona Journal of Emergence provides metaphysical guidance and answers from source through skilled and loving channels. Subscriptions include 10 issues and the very popular annual predictions double issue, and you can get it either digitally or in print. So just pick up the phone, give a call to 1-928-526-1345. Again, that's 1-928-526-1345, or visit SedonaJournal.com so you can subscribe. You know, Sri and I are in there every month, and we look forward to you connecting with the Sedona Journal of Emergence. Remember, it's 928-526-1345, or visit SedonaJournal.com.
Well, we are delighted to be back with you. And one of the things that we want to mention is that the Sedona Journal happens to be one of our sponsors, and we are very excited about that. And if you go to SriandKiraRadio.com, you will see a beautiful little button right there that'll take you to the Sedona Journal. And if you don't know about the Sedona Journal, you know, Sri and I have been blessed to be writing for the Sedona Journal for about 10 years now. And the Sedona Journal is an amazing magazine of divine wisdom. I think it's the only magazine on the planet really committed to offering divine wisdom information. So, you know, Sri and I just want to encourage you, check out the Sedona Journal. Just go to SriandKiraRadio.com and click on the Sedona Journal icon.
Absolutely. Now, one of the things that we have been exploring is how do we actively participate with the creative energy of the universe.
And knowing that you can and that you have a right to do it.
And Kira just gave you a little clue with a caller here just a few minutes ago about activating fingertips. The piece I want to reveal right now before we take a couple more callers is that all healing begins with a peaceful heart. Mm. It begins with having a peaceful heart informing a clear mind. Oftentimes, we find ourselves in a pickle. We find ourselves distressed.
Well, we do. We do. That's true.
We'll cry out to the universe, help me, help me.
That's true.
Now, there's nothing wrong with that. However, if somebody, whether it's an angel or a friend, rescues you from your problem, what have you learned?
Nothing. Isn't that the whole concept of giving them a fish or teaching them to fish?
Exactly. And there's from time to time, there is a thing called grace, and divine grace will offer us relief. But sometimes the relief comes in the form of acceptance. Mm. Sometimes relief comes in the form of all of a sudden shifting our perspective to, wait a minute, I'm okay. To suddenly feel like, I'm okay. And then the physical or emotional situation begins to resolve quite automatically because your vibrational level has shifted. So what I want to say to you is each and every one of you has the wisdom. Your soul is a repository of all wisdom of the entire universe. You've got the college degree, as was shared with one of the other callers earlier today. And the key is to be able to relax and trust and open and relax and trust and open and then practice commanding the light from that space.
So we've got, for those of you that are taking notes, right, we've got a beautiful whole heart. We've got practice, command, and open, right? So let's talk about how you can do this. Few things. First and foremost, it's very important, and I can't stress enough, and this is why we're talking about this in the month of March, it's extremely important for you to recognize that you have the power of reset, which, by the way, is the energy of the retrograde in April. It's a reset. So if you have this power of reset, you have the ability to not carry literally the baggage of yesteryear. You know, Archangel Zadkiel always says it the best. The past is just that.
past,
right? Whether it's past life, past, you know, whatever, it's over, it's done. And you know, there's a wonderful saying out there in the communities that basically says, you know, you really want to give up all hope of a better past, right? When you can do that, when you can give up all hope of a better past, you are ready to have a beautiful now. So by practicing with the March energy coming into the neutral zone, and again, Sri and I are right here. Come into the neutral bubble with us. Come on in. We have plenty of room. Join us, join us, join us. You can come with us and float through this time, creating through this extraordinarily beautiful energy. Or you can choose to kind of hang out in density, bring your fear and whatever else is going on inside of you and anxiety. There's a lot of anxiety on the planet right now. And if that energy meets this powerful co-creative force, you're going to get a lot of strange stuff happening. So how do you do it? Number one, we already gave you one of the tools. You want to be using the container practice frequently. So if you're making a little list, again, selfascension.com. Free lessons. It'll open up a whole list of free lessons, the container practice. Now, this is very, very powerful because you want to do consciously send to the universe the signal, number one, that you're aware that your energy is not in the neutral position. Number two, you're aware that your energy has been affected by usually free-floating energy from the planetary thought body, or maybe you had a negative exchange with someone, or maybe you got some news you weren't happy with. But by using the container practice, what you're doing is sending a signal to the universe that you have arrived, that you are a master, that you are commanding this energy. That's a powerful gift.
Absolutely, because it brings you back to the opportunity to move into that neutral zone. When we're emotionally reactive, our emotions have greater power than our self, meaning all of your attention is in your reaction, is in your emotional experience. We need to resolve that, move back to center. Now, there's another wonderful practice that you're going to find at Self Ascension, which is the star practice.
Really powerful, guys. And we've talked about this a lot. You also can look at our YouTube channel, Official Sri and Kira, and we actually have a little video on the star practice. But remember, the star practice activates your mastery connection with the divine.
And that mastery connection with the divine is truly a peaceful state of beingness. So as we clear ourselves with the container practice and move in to the star consciousness, to activating that, breathing slowly, breathing rhythmically, remember your breath is a great way to help modulate your experience.
And then the next thing, so step three, okay, because there's going to be five steps we're giving you. Step one, you want to use the container practice. As Sri mentioned, you need that heart clear. You want to clear the energy. You want to send the signal to the universe that says, hey, I'm a master here. I get it. I'm responsibly recycling my energy. That's step one. Step two, as Sri just mentioned, is igniting your star consciousness through the use of the star practice. Step three is the constant recitation of the mantra of self-ascension. And again, all of this is at our website and it's all free. What is the mantra of self-ascension? It is four lines. Each one of them is a command. I am here. I am ready. I am open. Guide me. And you just repeat it over and over and over again. Very powerful. Very, very powerful. But there's two more powerful steps. And do you want to take some callers before we give them the rest of the steps?
Absolutely.
All right. Well, we're going to say hi to some more people. So make sure you've been writing this down, guys. Steps one, two, and three. And so we're going to go ahead right now and say hi on line two to Julie. Hey, Julie, welcome.
Hey, namaste to you both. Many blessings. Thank you so much for being here. I send you much love.
And to you, my love.
Thank you. I open to receive that. I would love a mini soul reading. I'd really love help with what would be the uniquely best way for me to stay neutral, to return to neutral, to tap in, tune in, turn on, you know, in the midst of whatever's coming on. My dog leaping into my lap at the moment. I've had, you know, I found myself the last 3 weeks in a place that was very dense and wondering, you know, had I messed up? Was I supposed to be there? Yeah, so whatever you have for me, I am so grateful to receive. Thank you.
Well, thank you for asking, Angel. And I love that your dog is jumping up into your lap right now, because it's interesting. Somewhere in the past few weeks, you picked up an energy. I don't think it was conscious, but there's an energy, and it's in your hands, believe it or not. They keep showing me your hands, and they're saying that in addition to the 5 steps we're giving you today, so make sure you hang out for the rest of the show. In addition to the 5 steps we're giving you today, you need to be like shaking your hands a lot. And they're saying when you wake up in the morning, like I'm moving my arm right now, like I'm shaking something out of my hands, and I'm shaking something out of my hands. And they're saying that it's very important for you to be doing that, running your hands under clear water with the intention of releasing this energy. And they're saying that literally that process, in connection with the steps we're giving today, will immediately let that go. There are other things. The minute you started talking, Archangel Raphael came in, looked you straight in the eye. I mean, it was like I saw this beam of emerald light come right into you. And these two beams of emerald light went right into your eyes. And all he said was, you have got to let it go. It does not serve you. And that's the message, my angel. I am so glad you got through. We love you so much. Many blessings.
Thank you so much. Namaste.
Namaste.
Well, indeed, namaste. And one of us and all of us are sharing in the expansion.
So, you know, we've been getting tons of emails, tons and tons of emails at guestintriguecareradio.com. And one of the things that we do is, you know, we don't always get them the same week you send them, number one. However, we do try to look through and answer as many of them as we can. And guys, stay with us, because the end of this month, we're going to be starting an Ask Kira Ra blog at our radio site, so that we'll be doing some real-time responding to questions. However, we want to talk about one particular email today, because it actually ties into step number 4. Okay, so step number 4. Step number 4 is about commanding the universal, I'm going to call it the universal flow of crystalline light that has 3 forms. You can receive it as light, you can receive it as, I'm going to call it gel, and you can receive it as kind of like a fairy dust kind of thing. And that when you receive this, you have the power to ignite it in your hands and apply it in the way that serves you. Now, in order to receive this, you need to have done steps 1, 2, and 3. For those of you that have taken our Quantum Clairvoyance Home Study Program, and if you have not, guys, you need to check this out. You
truly
really do.
Wonderful training.
Yeah, while you're at selfascension.com, go look at the home study programs and check out Quantum Clairvoyance, because there's a technique that you're taught in there that takes you into the quantum field that will blow your mind, and it really ignites your ability to get really your own answers for anything. So if you've taken quantum clairvoyance, you would want to apply the quantum revelation. If you have not taken quantum clairvoyance, no worries. You can still do this. After you have done the first 3 steps and you're reciting the mantra of self-ascension, you literally want to hold your hands up so that you feel your hands filling with light, filling with light, filling with light. Command them to fill with light. And then as you're commanding them to fill with light, ask that light to be received in the form for the application that you are wanting to create in that moment. Are you wanting to do something physical? Well, often I find that receiving it as the gel works really well, like our beautiful call earlier with the hair. And then imagine that you're applying this crystalline gel with the fingertips. Remember, guys, fingertips only, fingertips, fingertips, fingertips. So while you're receiving this light, you want to be wiggling the fingers a little bit. Remember, guys, if you've taken quantum clairvoyance, first do the quantum revelation. And then let's say that you have an energy issue going on around you. Well, then receive it as pure light and direct with your hands to clear an area. Feel your fingers as rays of light and move and shift things. And I know that there's some of you that might going, really, Kira? Yeah, really. It really works. Last but not least, the dust. Sprinkle dust where there is hurt. Sprinkle and shower this dust where something needs healing, and you will be blown away. Now, the reason I wanted to talk about this, before we talk about this, I think, are we going to handle this one email, Sri?
We can share this. Okay. We have time.
There, I have a pet peeve, guys. I admit it. Okay. So sorry. I'm really, really sorry. But you guys know that my life is dedicated to offering clear messages from your higher guides to you. I am not the one giving these messages, guys. Every time I connect with you, this is your higher self talking to you. You just give me the honor of being able to be a middle person, so to speak. There are many, 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 many people out there who are very well intended and give readings, but the readings they give are, they leave you feeling negative, or they leave you feeling less than, or they leave you feeling that you need to give them a whole lot of money for a lot more readings. You know, I have a rule when I do private readings that I will not offer you a private reading more than once a year, sometimes once every 6 months in a rare case, but this is because your wisdom is within you, and a good quality reading should always ignite your higher wisdom and leave you with the answers and the steps to move forward. And this is another reason why I really suggest quantum clairvoyance, because you can actually become certified as a quantum clairvoyant and help other people do the same thing. So I just want to share with you guys that I take this very, very, very seriously, because it is an honor and a gift. And when you would seek out a reading from anyone, please pay attention to how you feel when it's done. Please pay attention to the message, because that's commanding the light. I have had so many people write me and they're just like, you know, I've had a reader tell me this or a reader tell me that. Whether you know it, you're commanding the light.
And it's very important that you keep your heart and your wisdom open when receiving a reading from another being, because ultimately you're the one that's sovereign. You're the one that's deciding whether you're going to give your energy to that information or not. Now, we received a couple of emails from a person, Ryan, who wrote us that he had paid for a reading online. I'm just going to paraphrase this email and read a couple of sentences. So the reader that he hired online mentioned, he says, he mentioned I had three chakras left and only two were working. He also mentioned my energy was different than most people. And I'm not sure where to go from here, as I've never even seen my chakras. And if I have seven and now I have three, I just don't know what to do. Any help would be great.
So first and foremost, Ryan, angel, yes, you are so awake. You are so alive. You are so ignited. And I want you to hear one thing. You have seven chakras.
Absolutely.
Right now. I am looking at your energy field. Not only do you have seven chakras, they're radiating. The reason that this reader didn't understand how to read them is because you're carrying the vibration of ascension consciousness. And ascended chakras, go to our website, selfascension.com, click on free lessons, and learn about the self-ascended chakra portrait. That's what your chakras look like right now, and that's why you're confusing the reader. So that this was a well-intended person, but they didn't understand what they were looking at, because quite frankly, you've grown beyond that.
And when a person, and they may have great intuition at certain, within a certain zone, let's say, when they encounter something that isn't within their field of experience, then their own insecurity prompts the sly pirate of the ego to insert an answer.
And we're not saying that this was malintentioned. We're just saying that they were, quite frankly, not understanding what they were looking at in you. You have seven beautiful functioning chakras. You have a lot more than that, angel. They're all there. They're all glowing. Really learn to command the light. Learn to do the practices we're teaching you today. Pay attention to who you're being guided to, because you're at the threshold of a major shift in your life. And I am so grateful you wrote in, because you're getting ready to take off like a rocket. Use the processes we're teaching you and let it be amazing. I also really do encourage you to check out quantum clairvoyance, because you're ready to use it. You're ready to do it. You're ready to offer it. Wow. 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 So Sri, here we are. How does the show go this fast? Do we have time to sneak in one caller plus the fifth step?
I think we can do
all
that.
All right. Like, we're going to sneak in another caller, because we have a beautiful first time caller sitting here on line three, Barbara from Palm Beach. Namaste. Welcome.
Namaste. I was hoping so much I was going to be the one. Blessings, and thank you so much for taking my call. I'm only just so much information. I'm so overwhelmed with all that's going on. I started reading A Course in Miracles. I have serious depression, and I'm tapering off my depression medicine, hoping that the Course will be my medicine. And I just wonder what you see, my higher self, if you can see, does my higher self have a name I could speak to? Is there hope that I can get off this poison antidepressants and,
yes,
and not have to be depressed?
Barbara, I'm going to interrupt only because we're running out of time and because I've got it. Your soul is so beautiful. You, as you were talking, this gorgeous angel Ariel came out from behind you, spread wings, wrapped them around you and said, if you need a name, call me Ariel, and together we will begin. Your life is just beginning, and you are following the level of your dreams. And this beautiful angel just keeps saying,
Ariel,
do not give up. We are here. We have heard you calling out for us. Your prayers have been answered. Stay with it. Couple months, just couple months. Stay with it. Don't let anything stop you from what you're doing. We love you so much, Barbara. Thank you for calling in.
Oh, can I ask one more thing real quickly?
You,
Archangel Michael, last night I listened to a channel. He said that on March 20 and 21st, the first group of ascended beings will ascend to the fifth dimension. And then a second group will happen after that, and then a third.
Barbara,
am I included?
We're going to run out of time, but what else should
okay.
we do is this. Shri and I have been saying on our video and everything else, we are going to have a radio show March 19th. You want to pay attention to the timing between the full moon of the 12th ending on the 22nd. That's really the only energy we want to add to this right now. And I'm going to have to cut you off because we're out of time.
I
and
understand.
We have a big step to give all of our listeners, but I'm glad you got through.
Many okay.
blessings.
But it's Ariel.
Ariel, that's
to.
It. All right.
Okay.
So here it is. Step five.
Namaste. Thank you so much.
Oh my goodness. So step five, if you want to command the light, is once you have acquired all this light into your hands and started applying it and sending it everywhere, you, once you are done, you stop, you take your hands, you bring them to your heart, you let your head drop with divine humility, and you send gratitude to the universe for your life, for this experience, and for the opportunity to co-create and remember who you are while you're still in form. That is the peace, the love, and the joy that is self-ascension as one who commands the light.
From that space, your healing, your wish, your command is a benefit to everyone. And as long as we remain in that humility, in that heart-centered space while we're working with these energies, your success is assured.
We love you. Command the light. Get out there and do it. Pay attention between March next week, right? Sunday, the 12th full moon through the 22nd, big energy adjustment. Stay in the neutral zone and create positive blessings through this time. You're an angel. You deserve it. You're the master.
Until we have the joy with being with you live again in just a couple of weeks. May you breathe, trust, and know that all is truly well.
Namaste. Thank you for joining us at Shri and Kira Live. To have your questions answered, send us an email to guest@shriandkiraradio.com and check out more information at shriandkira.com. See you next week. Namaste.